I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
What's good, bro? Checking in another week. How y'all doing, bro?
Doing all right, bro. Can't complain, man. It's decent. Slow motion, but it's still motion. You feel me? So grinding it out. What about you, bro?
I feel that. Ain't gonna lie, bro. It's been a day. Today was a Monday ass Monday. Like, and I mean that in all aspects. Like, not all aspects, because I actually felt good today. Like physically, emotionally, for the most part, like mentally, like I felt good today. So like just the obstacles throughout the day that I had to encounter was more so like, all right, like I'm getting through the day. I'm not stressed out. Like I didn't have to stop and like smoke break. I ain't have to like stop and like call nobody or nothing. Like, hey, bro, like, but it was just like, there's a lot of shit moving, a lot of things happening. I had to stop and go fucking get my oil changed. I had to go grocery shopping. Then I left my wallet at home, so I had to go back to the grocery store. Like, it was just like, all right, I got shit to do. Like, the next thing to do is coming up. Shit, I had to get my fucking oil changed earlier. I had went grocery shopping, left my wallet, had to go back to the grocery store. It was just like, time is moving. I'm doing different things. Life is moving. Motherfuckers in traffic. Like, today was President's Day, so traffic was heavy. And I'm like, y'all ain't got nowhere else to be, like, besides on the street. Like, y'all can't be at home. Like, y'all couldn't have picked today to rest. Like, y'all got the day off and y'all want to be outside. I understand it was like 40-something degrees. You know, in Wisconsin, that's damn near 60. So I get it, but it's like, y'all motherfuckers in my way. Like, move. I got shit to do. I got the pod to record. I want to get home. I want to chill a little bit. I want to have me some Wingstop, you know? Then I want to make me some lamb chops later, you know? But when you got to go back to the grocery store and all that, it was just a lot, bro. It was a lot to sum it up. But we're here. You know, we made it. And shit, the rest of my night gonna be good. So we good.
Hey, look, that's all that matter, bro. Yeah, no, yeah. Mondays be like that. Glad you powered through, though. You feel me? Definitely.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I ain't no bitch.
But yeah, bro. No, I know. We said we're gonna keep it light today, so we just gonna hit this one question and go from there. And that's what we got. Pretty much. But nah, so I don't know if you follow him on Instagram, Kiera Gaines. I've been following him probably for about year and a half now. Jazz actually put me on to him. Is a therapist, counselor. Cool. And a lot of his content is like, I ain't necessarily trying to make this comparison. I ain't trying to necessarily put myself in his wheelhouse because he doing big shit. But like a lot of the content I do, he do on like a much. Yeah, like he be really hitting people with the shits. Nonetheless, he usually poses like these really good like questions, either for self-reflection or just like good conversation starters, in my opinion. So something he posted today was, I challenge the notion that you must forgive the people who harmed you in order to achieve peace. Acceptance and forgiveness deserve to be viewed as two different experiences. Your mind and your heart may not always present them to you as a package deal. And I thought this was really interesting because in the other, I don't know what content is going to be for y'all yet, but we got some content coming for y'all that y'all may or may not have seen by this point. But anyway, the last time we was talking about it, we was talking about forgiving people, or no, we was more specifically talking about talking to people or letting people know that we cutting them off or why we cut them off. So I thought it was kind of interesting that he posed this particular question about forgiveness, because I do think a lot of people kind of preach like forgive but don't forget kind of deal. But do you kind of agree with what he's saying in terms of like you don't have to forgive people who harmed you in order for you to achieve peace?
I mean, I guess, like, I understand what he's saying. But I do it just to like, and I don't mean like I gotta tell you. I guess it is more so of acceptance the way that I moved in, because it's not really forgiveness. Like I look at it forgiveness, like I ain't tripping over that shit. Like I forgive you, whatever the fuck. I ain't gotta tell you. You know what I'm saying? And I gotta stop cussing so much. I don't have to tell you that like I forgive you per se, but like I could accept the fact that that happened. And that just is what that is, or that happened, and that person is who they are. You get what I'm saying? But I've never looked at it as if, oh, I gotta tell you I forgive you, or you gotta tell me you forgive me. You get what I'm saying? Like, shit, even if I did you wrong, if I apologize, I apologize. You wanna take that shit, you wanna take that shit. That's on you. Like, cause you more than likely gonna feel some type of way about that shit than I am. I already apologized. Which means I put the energy out there that, yo, I did some foul shit. You get what I'm saying? I'm admitting that I did some foul shit. Whether you want to forgive me or not, that's not my fucking decision. It ain't got shit to do with me. Once I accept the fact that I did some foul shit, I'm telling you I did some foul shit, you can forgive me for that shit. I'm sorry I did that shit. That's on you. You can either accept it or deny it. You get what I'm saying? You don't have to forgive me for it, though. And I don't think that I'm obligated to forgive nobody either. Granted, like, I don't feel the need to hold on to shit. So that's why I'm like, for me, it's a little different because I don't feel the need to hold on to anything. Like, all right, yeah, you hurt me and shit like that. You just a fuck nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, or you just a fuck girl or whatever the fuck. Like, all right, now I know how to look at you. Like, all right, like, you a liar. So I can't expect the truth out of you. I don't want you to say sorry that you lied to me. You just a liar. So like after the first or second time that somebody do something to you, it's like, oh, okay, this is who you are. You can apologize, but after a while, what does that apology even fucking mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I know I said a lot and I know I keep saying, you see what I'm saying? But you see what I'm saying?
No, for sure. No, that's crazy, bro. You might have just cracked a couple codes for me, for sure. Not gonna hold you. Yeah. But no, I completely agree, bro. I think it just depends on how you take it, or I guess what position you in and what you truly trying to do for yourself. Because like you said, the forgiveness piece is solely for you. I think depending on what has happened, or like if you feel hurt by a person or you're harmed by a person, you know, more so emotionally or whatever the case may be, that for you, like you need to, I look at it like if you don't forgive them, it prolongs you being hurt, or it prolongs you being in this position where you can't grow. So in that regard, it's like you want to be able to accept it and move past it in some mm-hmm. capacity. But I guess to his point, or I guess to the point of what he may be trying to say, or at least what the tweet says, do you think you can be at peace, like if you do not forgive the person? Not so much that it's about their response before you individually. Like if you do not get to a place where you are no longer upset at this person, or you have forgiven this person for hurting you, like can you achieve peace without doing that? Can you be mad at somebody but be at peace with either being mad at them, or can you be at peace with what happened if you still got that type of emotion toward a person, I mean, or a situation?
If you put an energy into a situation, you're not over the situation.
Yeah.
And so, I don't think that you necessarily, like, I guess it's active and non-active. So like you could actively be mad, and you can non-actively be mad. Like you can be mad about a situation, but you're not showing that you're mad. Mm-hmm. So it's like at that point, it doesn't appear as if, you know, the situation has power over you, but does it still have power over you? Because you still at night when you're sitting there thinking about it and shit like that, it's like, man, this shit pissing me off. So it's like, that's what I was saying earlier. Like, for me, it's more of a, I don't have to tell you I forgive you, mm-hmm. but in a way, I feel like on the bare minimum, I definitely have to accept the fact that some shit happened, or you are who you are, and just accept that. Whether I'm upset about that or whatever, I accepted who you are. I accepted what you did. So at that point, it's up to me to either like to do what I need to do with my emotions involved in this situation. Like, and as far as like what you just said in with the whole like being mad shit, I'm not the type of person that was where it's like, I don't think I'm gonna hold it. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless, like even if I'm pissed, like I'm not gonna hold it. Like, I'm not, all right, yeah, I'm mad, but I'm not about to be mad at you for 30 years. That's giving you too much power over me. Like, I don't care that much. Like, I'm not about to allow you to have that much power over me. And it could be power in the hypothetical sense, I guess. But like, I just don't want nobody to feel like, oh yeah, I know I made this nigga mad. Or oh yeah, I know I hurt this nigga. Oh yeah, I know his triggers. Da da da. I'm like, nah, hell nah. Like, you ain't about to see me break a sweat. Like, you don't even know what the fuck I'm tweaking over. I ain't even about to tweak. And you just did some bogus ass shit. I should tweak out for it. But I'm a chill.
Nah, that'd be the thing. That's really what it'd be. And I feel like, I don't know, maybe because I've had that kind of experience before, but it really be a thing where, like, I don't even be wanting to come off like that, but it do be a situation where, like, I don't want to say I'm sparing you because, like, you may not give a fuck, but it's like, I could be tweaking out. Like, I could, like, I got reason to be on dirt with you, for real, like, based off of what occurred. Just because, at least for me, it's always, I just feel like, things don't have to go down a certain way, bro. Like, you could just say whatever it is or what's ever going on and just allow me. Like, I'm going to have to deal with it regardless. Like, if you make a decision, I'm going to have to accept and respect your decision, whatever it is. So just say it. But the whole, like, stringing people along or, like, messing around or whatever the case may be, it's like, it wouldn't even no need to kind of move like that because now we just wasted time and I feel stupid. You know what I'm saying? But no, I definitely agree with you, though. I definitely feel that. How do you feel about acceptance and forgiveness being their own experiences and not necessarily always being, like, intertwined with
synonymous?
Yeah, it's synonymous.
I think I could rock with that, though. Like, because I feel like me, I align them both, because if I accept it, I accepted the shit. It's like, well, I guess it is separate too, because I'm like, death is definite.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Even if it's coming, you know it's going to happen. In my life, the way I've looked at death when it comes to older people in my life or sickly people in my life that I knew was going to pass, I accepted like once they went in the hospital that last time, or that time that seemed like that last time, or even if they went back to the hospital a few more times, I knew it was over. Like, that bad time.
Mm.
So once they go to the hospital at that bad time, I kind of accept it. Like, all right, I've accepted the fact that, like, they gone. Now, I might go through the process of acceptance of, a like, allowing myself to, like, all right, like, it might not be until they're actually physically no longer here. But I started that process at, oh, when they went in the hospital, that last time I saw their face, that last time I touched their hand, like, and I stopped going because I didn't want to see them like that. I accepted what they had at that point. And I was like, so when I visualize them, I don't visualize them at that point. You know what I'm saying? I visualize them before that. So I'm saying all of this to say, like, I say, like, it could go either way, because, like, for that, I just accept. I don't have to forgive anybody in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Because it's death. It's something that's going to happen. It's not something that, like, we could kind of argue about or be like, why? Or shit, like, granted, people do. But in other situations, I guess, I look at it like, all right, that happened. And it's some people can present you with the, oh, do you forgive me? Or, like, even pressure you to feel the need that they need to be forgiven. Like, I've been in positions like that where it's like, Yo, you keep apologizing. I told you, like, stop apologizing because it is what it is. It ain't even like, because your apology not doing shit for me. Like, you just doing it. And you doing it to release guilt or you doing it whatever. But apologies is more so for the person that's doing it than the person that's getting it. I just went a lot of different places. I'm sorry. I know I wasn't on track. But, you know, different things take with what you need from it.
Nah, I mean it. Nah, it get like that. But I mean, I follow, and I think it make a lot of sense. I like the two situations you gave as well, because some situations don't require forgiveness, and I think like for some situations that aren't death. I mean, I think you can still see certain friendships and relationships in a similar capacity. Like some things you see, and you have very clear like examples or instances where it's like, I know that this particular thing that just happened in this friendship, like I know I'm probably not gonna be the same to that. Or, you know, this relationship, like this particular argument, like, oh, if it reached this point, if we arguing at this level, yeah, it probably ain't. Like, you, those signs are still there, and it all depends on how you go about it. Yeah, that process of accepting what's happening, because like you can't change it, ain't shit you can do about it, no matter if you want to, like this is happening, this is the track we on. Accept,
it's over.
Like, yeah, like like it really, like that's a huge thing to have to like mentally and emotionally accept, like come to terms with. And then it's the idea of whatever your feelings are about that, like whether you're hurt, whether you're upset that you hurt somebody, whether, you know, you need to forgive somebody or you're seeking forgiveness, whatever the case is, like that's a completely separate process that speaks to more so the after the fact that you was talking about. So I think they definitely should be and have to be viewed or seen as their own experience, because if you do look at them synonymously, I don't think you'll make significant progress on either. And I think that may potentially be why a lot of people are mad as long as they are, bitter, you know, as long as some people can be. I think that plays a role in that for sure.
I think that, like, well, that goes back to what we always talk about, bro. Selfishness. Like, it all goes back into selfishness. And, you know, we've said on here that selfishness isn't always a positive or a negative thing, but it's just a thing that you have to be aware of. So I'm like, in both of those scenarios, whether, thought shit was moving slow for a minute, my bad. But in both of those scenarios, whether it's like being the forgiver or the forgivee, like, I did just say that. It's like, is selfishness involved in it? Like, you might be stubborn and selfish and not want to forgive somebody. You might be only seeking the forgiveness to feel better about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even care about the other person for real. You don't really care that you hurt them for real. You just want to feel better. So, all right, let me feel better. I'm sorry. Like, dang, you actually starting to make me feel bad. I'm sorry. Damn, you got it. All right. I won't do it again. It's like, that half-ass apology. And that be the shit. That's why I be like, your apology don't mean shit to me. Mm. Like, don't apologize. Don't apologize. Like, if you don't mean that shit, or if this shit not going to change, do not apologize to me. I've told multiple women this. Women, because I don't involve myself with niggas. And it ain't really too much conversation with niggas, for real. But, like, when it comes to women, I've told them this. No, do not apologize to me. Like, change behavior is the best apology that you could do. Adjust. Like, because you apologizing about some shit you're going to have to apologize about again. And at that point, what's the purpose of this shit? I don't believe shit you saying at this point, because you didn't kept apologizing, ain't shit changed. All right, bitch, watch that. Like,
yeah, nah, bro, I mean, it really do come down to that, because I think, not even I think, I mean, to be honest, I feel like for a lot of people, I mean, only you know, in your heart of hearts, but like, it really be that simple, because it's like the apology, if not because you truly understand like the adjustment and why it needs to be made, literally, what's the purpose? Like, why waste your words? Like, and it's, and I guess that's where it's also like, be willing to have those conversations where, like, if somebody's asking you in whatever capacity, friendship, you know, intimate, whatever the case may be, family, whatever, if somebody's asking you to make an adjustment, do you actually care to understand why they're asking for that? And then on top of that, do you care to make it? Because if you don't care to make it, that may be harsh and they may take that a certain way, but that's probably something that should be communicated. Because at the end of the day, we also have to come to terms with, like, nobody is obligated to do anything for us. So, like, we can ask and feel like ABC, oh, well, because of this, this should. And we can't say that we wrong. Like, we can be valid.
I have a question about that. Where is the line for obligation? Because nobody owes us shit.
Right.
But there comes a time where, like, there's involvement between the two of us. Absolutely. And you kind of owe me some shit.
Absolutely. So, it definitely depends on context of relationship, whatever that relationship might be. But I think, and I mean, we ain't got to go into each different scenario, but essentially, when the relationship in whatever capacity has reached some point of, as the loyalty increases, I think obligation increases. That's probably the best way to put it. Because if we develop in a relationship where I'm loyal to you in whatever capacity, right? And you loyal to me, within that, there's an obligation in my mind for certain things to be considered. Theoretical perfect world. You know what I'm saying? So for sure, right? Obviously, you know, that's a slippery slope, but I feel like that's the best way to kind of gauge where you draw that line of obligation, because what else can obligation be based on? What other type of involvement or what other type of thing?
Yeah, no, I feel you for sure. I just was wondering, I was more so posing the question because I was wondering, like, all right, like, even what you said is like, as the loyalty grows, like, that shit look different, you know what I'm saying, for different people. So it's like, I'm like, or shit, some people loyalty don't grow. Like, that loyalty is what it was, where it was when y'all started. And it might start to diminish as time goes on. You know what I'm saying? Are you loyal as hell? You love me. You kiss the ground I walk on. You know what I'm saying? Then 3 months later, it's like, hold on, like, what are you doing? Like, who are you? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
They start to switch up and shit like that. But yeah, no, I definitely agree with what you're saying though. Like, theoretically, in a perfect world, this is how things should go. You get what I'm saying? But I don't know. We don't know if it's Generation Z. We don't know if it's the year. We don't know what the fuck is affecting, you know, the dating realm that it's affecting. But something out there in the water, bro. So never know what the fuck happened.
Yeah, no, the streets, so I've been told, are...
Yeah, haven't been in those for a while, though, so...
You know, I've been chilling. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't too worried about the streets. But yeah, bro. But then the last part of the original post was basically saying your mind and your heart may not always present them, I'm assuming, like, acceptance and forgiveness as a package. But I mean, we pretty much just broke that down. But I think the mind and heart part is, I mean, also a huge part of it as well, because we can mentally, or we can be telling ourselves, like, no, I want to. Like, I want to be over this. I want to be past the situation. I don't want to be hurt by this. But, you know, our heart may really be a situation where, like, nah, you should probably try to work on, like, healing that in some capacity before you move forward, either trying to be loved by somebody else, give love to somebody else, develop any type of relationship, like, depending on what all this stems from. Because you can break this down on many levels. I know a lot of stuff that we're talking about kind of seem like it's, you know, immediately about intimate relationships, but I feel like this has happened in a lot of friendships as well. I mean, if you take your friendships seriously, some people don't really care. But
yeah, I mean, which is weird. Like, how the fuck is somebody your friend if you really know?
So it cut out pretty abruptly. And honestly, we don't remember exactly where we were. Moral of the story, your apology don't mean shit. And that's pretty much to sum up everything we was getting into. It was going to be a little bit shorter today anyway, so we was really wrapping up wherever we kind of ended off at.
Shout out to Elon Musk. Shout out the internet. Shout out Beyonce. Shout out Microsoft. Shout out to eBay. Just shout out to eBay for shout out to eBay, you know. Keep rocking out there in the free world and do. No, shout out Narwhar. Shout out Vice. Shout out. We just shouting out a bunch of internet shit to just add extra time, you know? And I just made shit awkward. But no, if you made it this far, we really do appreciate y'all. We really do appreciate y'all, man. Oh, and if y'all tapping in for us, man, check in another week with us. It's been real.
Peace.